Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of Robot English Podcast. The time is 9:25 on the 3rd of August 2025. Thank you to everybody who has subscribed, and thank you to everybody who has sent me messages. They are much appreciated. I do read them, and yes, keep them coming, please. They're making a big difference to the podcast. Today, I wanted to speak about how to gain confidence in speaking your second language. I'm learning French right now. I'm very beginner, but I'm remembering the time when I was learning Japanese, and it was really difficult and terrifying to speak Japanese in front of other people. And I remember clearly the first time I went to a language exchange. Now, what is a language exchange? A language exchange is when two groups of people want to learn each other's language. So a group of English speakers and a group of Japanese speakers come together, and they each pair and speak each other's language for practice. And the first time I joined this, I was still very beginner, and I was recommended to go to a language exchange by my friends. And on the day, I was waiting at the station for my friends so that we could go to the language exchange, but they never showed up. They said they couldn't go, and they cancelled, and I had to go by myself. And I remember being absolutely terrified to go to a place to speak a second language. And I almost didn't go. I almost turned around and went straight home because I was so terrified of speaking. And I guess because speaking is a performance, you have to get it right. Otherwise, your partner won't understand you. And what happens if your partner doesn't understand you? It's quite scary. And so, well, for some people, it's scary. For some people, they're very confident and they don't mind speaking their second language in front of other people. But for some, especially me, it's quite terrifying. And so now I'm used to it, and I'm going to share with you a few techniques that I used in order to make it more comfortable to speak my second language. So thanks for listening, and here we go. Okay, so the first technique that I think is really important is that you have to speak every day. Now, it doesn't matter really for how long. Don't make it really long, because if you have to speak for 1 hour every day, then you won't stick to it. You'll do it one day, you won't do it the next day, you'll do it the next day, or, you know, it's not consistent. And so if it's 10 minutes every day, that's perfect. 10 minutes every day will just get you in a routine of talking. Now, the best is if you talk to a real person in real life. But obviously, everybody is busy. And so even if it's online for 10 minutes every day, speaking to somebody, perfect. If it's a teacher or a tutor who can grade your language, great. That will really help you improve your English and just get you used to speaking every day. I had a friend who used this method. He did it online every day, just for, I think, maybe half an hour during his lunch break. And he's extremely fluent. And so I'm sure you also can do the same as what he did. And just, it doesn't even require preparation, very much preparation at all. Just continue to do it every day. I think that's the most important thing. I think the second thing that we need to overcome the fear of speaking is just going from being very nervous and then going straight into a language exchange or a very social situation is probably not the best. It's quite scary, and so we need to prepare our mind and our voice before we go into these situations. So what I used to do, I used to do it before interviews, I used to do it before language exchange, I did a lot of shadowing. I did maybe about 1 hour of shadowing before stressful social situations in Japanese. And that gets your mouth warmed up and it gets your brain thinking in your second language. Now, what is shadowing? Well, briefly, shadowing is you are listening to native speech, and whether it's a podcast or if it's an interview on YouTube, if you take a native speaker and you try to copy them as you're watching and listening. It's really good for getting your brain and your mouth linked together, and so when you're trying to find words, it's easier. I found it was good for making my brain work before a second language. I'm not very good at switching from English to Japanese or to French or whatever. I'm not good at switching, and so shadowing was a great way of putting my mind into the language I wanted to use. So shadowing, I might do another video on it, I might do another podcast on it, because I think it's very important for people who are trying to learn their second language. Point number three, I think, is to join groups which are in the language you want to learn but are not specifically about language learning. For example, if you are nervous about joining language exchange groups and you want to learn English, then join other groups, other circles of people, like running, or if you like cooking or reading, join other groups who are using the language you want to learn. And that takes the pressure off you. You don't have to perform. You're doing an activity with other people, and everybody has a shared interest, and so everybody will help you try to learn your second language or your third language, English. So that was really good. When I was doing Japanese, the language exchange group that I was at, we did takoyaki. We were basically had a cooking class, a takoyaki cooking class, and we made lots of food, and we were all interacting with, in Japanese and in English, and it was fun. You know, you weren't just sitting and trying to make conversation. It happened naturally. So that's my recommendation, I think. Okay, now the last point, I think, is very important, and it's probably the one that I use the most, I guess. Even now, I use it, and I think it's very helpful for you to think like this. And the point is, now is the only time that you have. Don't put things off. Don't say, I'll do it tomorrow. Don't say, I'll do it next week. Don't say, I don't have time. You have to do it now. If there's a place you want to join, there's a language exchange you want to join, but you're a little nervous, you have to just think that now is the only time that you have to do it. Tomorrow is too late. Next week is too late. It has to be done now. And remember to make a comfortable environment for yourself to learn. And so if you think about now being the only time that you have, you'll find it will give you motivation, I think, or it gives me motivation to do things that I find a little scary, because if I don't do them now, I will miss the chance to do them later. And I think that's a great motivator for language learning, is that you have to do things now, because it takes a long time to learn a language, and fluently. It takes a long time to get to fluency. And so if you keep putting things off and you don't study now, or you don't speak to your friends now in English, or you keep putting things off, you will always delay that time when English becomes easy and enjoy, and you will enjoy using English. So I think that's probably the most important point for me, is just to do things now. If you want to do it now. Don't wait around. Make the time. Easier said than done. But I think it's terrifically important. I think if you use these four techniques, then it will be easier for you to speak in front of other people in your second language. Obviously, it depends a lot on your personality. Some people who are very extrovert, who like talking to people, they naturally can pick languages up, I think, better than perhaps introverts can. Not to say introverts cannot learn language to very high levels, but I think it's easier or less stressful for them than introverts. I'm an introvert, and I do find social situations sometimes stressful, but I know it's important for good communication. And good communication is a language learner's goal, and so that gives me the motivation to keep doing the things that I'm doing and going to social situations. So if you have any other techniques that you have worked for you or worked for your friends, then please either leave them in the comments below or let me know. I do like hearing from listeners, and I do like hearing from you, and so please let me know what you think. I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks, guys, for listening to another episode of Roba English Podcast. That was just a few techniques you can use if you are not feeling so confident about speaking in your second language. Now, for me, it did take time to get over the fear of speaking my second language, Japanese. I needed lots of practice. The best thing for me was to think of now as the best chance for doing things and the best chance to improve myself. I also tried to create a very comfortable environment for me to speak Japanese. I speak to my parent-in-law a lot. I spend lots of time with the same family members. I spend a lot of time with my wife, and I speak a lot of Japanese with very familiar people and friends, and that makes it a lot easier to speak to strangers or to go to parties or to, you know, speak to people you don't know. And so just enjoy the journey, and you'll be able to see yourself overcome that fear a little bit by a little bit. So thanks for listening, guys, and I'll see you in the next podcast. Cheers.